God is circular, and by that I mean that everything begins with him and ends with him, and we're somewhere in the middle. Romans 11:33-36 is what's called the doxology, the glory word. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counsellor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be the glory for ever. Of him, and through him, and to him. All things, not some things. We do well to remember this. Nothing comes to us except he allows it, because it must pass through him. All the plans of the enemy are wrapped up in the hand of our friend. If he allows a situation, it will be for our profit, upgrade, increase, training or equipping. And it will turn to profit for us, provided we approach it properly. This is why we can give thanks in all circumstances, the good, the bad and the ugly, because God has a purpose in allowing them. And that is when we really experience him, for real. When we can say, all this is true, but I worship you. Lamentation. Everything falling apart, but we acknowledge who he is in it all. His majesty, full of grace and truth. This is probably our hardest lesson of all in relinquishment. Everything's just gone pear-shaped. We're flat on the floor, hopeless and helpless. He alone is our help. And that's when we find it out, that when he is all you have, you find out that he is all you need. Not a word for the faint-hearted, but it will transform a wimp into a champion if it's taken to heart.